Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, dueling statements from the National Football League and the league's Players Association yesterday. The NFL initially coming out with a statement reacting to what they deemed as leaks from the Players Association. That's a pretty big claim, though. Yahoo and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram both saying that they had received information that they now knew and had quotes from the ex-girlfriend of Ezekiel Elliott, that she had been trying to blackmail Elliott with a sex tape at some point, basically damaging the credibility of the victim in the alleged assault and domestic violence from Ezekiel Elliott. So this was the league's statement. Over the past few days, we've received multiple reports of the PA spreading derogatory information to the media about the victim in the Elliott discipline case. It's a common tactic to attempt to prove the innocence of the accused by discrediting the victim, in this case, Ms. Thompson, when coming forward to report such abuse. Common or not, these tactics are shameful. Efforts to shame and blame victims are often what prevent people from coming forward to report violence and or seek help in the first place. So the Players Association, Danny, then responded with a statement of their own. They go right back at the league and kind of roll their sleeves up and throw a punch.
The public statement issued on behalf of every NFL owner is a lie. The NFLPA categorically denies the accusations made in this statement. We know the league office has a history of being exposed for its lack of credibility. This is another example of the NFL's hypocrisy on display and an attempt to create a sideshow to distract from their own failings in dealing with such serious issues. They should be ashamed for stooping to new lows.
Translation, NFLPA categorically denies the accusations. We didn't leak anything. We know the league office has a history of being exposed. They've done a bad job handling situations like Tom Brady's in the past.
Yeah, you've botched every one of these things that you've had previously, and now you're mad at us, allegedly, for doing what you did.
This is another example of their hypocrisy on display in an attempt to create a sideshow to distract from their own failings. And that one's pretty self-explanatory. I said this earlier. I think that the league, more often than not, arrives at the right destination. It's just how they get there that is troubling. And we said earlier, you on the league side of the Players Association side, and we took calls on that start of the show today. We both were team league. We rarely are, though, because neither of us really trust Roger Goodell, and I'll speak for myself. The way that the league conducts these investigations, the way that Roger Goodell is so heavily involved in divvying out the punishments and then hearing the second and third opinions and appeals is a problem for me. I hate the judge, juror, executioner way they've set this up. And even when it's not him hearing the appeals, even when it's Henderson who's going to do this one like he did with Tom Brady, I think a lot of times the league and some of their arbiters have their minds made up before it starts. But we've talked about what side you're on already. Let's get into this. What's going to happen here? I talked to someone at the Players Association a handful of days ago. I asked them, is there a chance this could linger for weeks on end? Elliott begins the season, and then let's say the 6-game suspension, or if it gets reduced down to 4, would start 5-6 games into the season. Let's say before the Redskins game, and he misses that Redskins game.
Right.
They said, and they would know about this, that their understanding is that this is going to be wrapped up one way or the other before the start of the year. Well, that's 3 weeks away.
Yeah, that's quick.
So the appeal, which he had 10 days to file, has already been filed. I think it was a week from that point where he was going to meet with the arbiter, who's going to be Henderson in this case, like it was for Tom Brady. Now remember, Tom Brady's 4-game suspension was upheld, but was reduced down from what it initially was. So he still had to serve a 4-game suspension. But we've got guys like Adrian Peterson who had appeals that didn't have anything knocked off, still had to serve his year-long suspension from the National Football League. So the question is, how do you think this turns out for Ezekiel Elliott? Right now it's 6 games. What's ultimately going to happen? I'll give you my opinion. We'll start this off. And then you give me yours and we'll go to the phones. 800-636-1067. He currently is serving 6.
Yes.
I think they gave him 6, which is more than I anticipated. Not because of the policy, if you're involved in domestic violence, it's 6 games. But I think because, in fact, they decided internally, hey, we got some stuff here. We got some good hunches. We don't have a smoking gun. We don't have exactly what we need. He might be able to appeal this and deliver some big blows to us. So let's make it a bigger suspension initially so when it gets appealed down, he still serves it. I think best case scenario for him, he serves three, but I'm going to say four games for Ezekiel Elliott.
I think I'm with you.
He'll go down as having lost because he's still going to have to serve a suspension. But if two of the six get knocked off, that's a pretty good deal for him. I think he serves a four-game suspension.
They said six, so they could have four. With Ray Rice, they didn't give themselves that wiggle room. With Ray Rice, if you remember, I wouldn't say the first of these, but the probably highest profile one because, again, we saw video. The National Football League, if you remember, didn't try very hard to get the video. One guy called one person. They said, oh, well, that's it. TMZ paid $75,000 and had it up, 24 hours later. And they were embarrassed and they were caught with their pants down. And it was a terrible, terrible time for the NFL. Because of how the investigation proceeded and went, it was Goodell just fumbling through this because he's not trained in this. It's not his job. It's not his purview. But they've made it that. Because they screwed that up so badly, because they messed up Josh Brown, Greg Hardy, Brady, whatever else, they said six so they could have it down to four. So if they started at four, it would get pleaded down to two, and you get everybody falsely equivocating, but still with a leg to stand on going, you're telling me it's worse to take air pressure out of a football, allegedly, than it is to punch somebody in the face?
Right.
You don't want those optics. So you went for this so that you could have it before games. I firmly believe that.
Because I thought all along it was going to be four. It's also just the number that the league defers to so often because it's a quarter of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Six seems substantial. And everyone can tweet and continue to do what they've done since yesterday, which is say, well, six games is because that's the policy for domestic violence. Well, it's like a gray policy.
It is until you don't have a cooperative witness, yeah, and then it's one game for Josh Brown.
It's kind of a policy. Guys have served one and two, and we've seen four linked to players before. Six is not a hard and fast rule. It's what they prefer to do when they deem that there was domestic violence. But that doesn't mean that the appeal, with the credibility of the alleged victim here, now completely in question, that Elliott isn't going to come out looking a little bit better. Our buddy Guylo Ren here says, Brady won in court, had no evidence on Brady. It was overturned and he served. Elliott is serving all six. I don't know why, but I'm going to be really surprised if he has to serve all six. I just think that what is going to benefit him, and it probably shouldn't, and it certainly shouldn't if he did something, and I say probably because it's my opinion that likely he absolutely was involved in domestic violence, from what I can gather, based on hearing from every different party now and all the reports that have come out. But if he serves all six after knowing what we know about the victim, and the fact that she was trying to blackmail him with the sex tape, and the fact that she told someone to lie at some point, it does make it...
And she herself lied, keep in mind.
Right, but it just does make it hard to believe this person. And it's a he said versus she said. Really, they were the ones that were there for the most part. I don't know what the other 10 witnesses had to say. But when she's saying he did this, and you have factual evidence saying at least one other time that she told someone to lie about it, that she got caught lying about it, it doesn't mean that she wasn't a victim at some point, but it makes it a lot harder. And I'm just going to be very honest with you. It is harder to 100% be confident that she's telling you the truth. And that's what you cost yourself as a victim when you don't tell the truth. Or when you are doing things like she was with her friend when they're texting about getting fake boobs with the money they're going to get from Ezekiel Elliott by screwing him over for $20,000.
Yeah. So, again, the actual accusations, just the same way when you actually read some of the reports about what happened with Greg Hardy.
You said you read the piece in was it D Magazine?
Yes, which is Dallas's magazine.
What is that? I mean, what did you learn?
So, we hear, oh, there was an incident. There were multiple, this again is all alleged according to the various accounts here that I guess those facts are in dispute, but the specificity of I was terrified to try to get up and leave the place because he grabbed me by the throat and slammed me against the door. I just laid in bed with my eyes awake hoping for a moment where I could sneak out. The rages that he went into. Then the following day, he would cry and say how sorry he was. Some of how detailed these things were are chilling. And let's say for the sake of argument, let's say you believe every word of this, even though she has fibbed and done some of these other things.
See, that's where she just cost herself. But that's then the other side of that is if it happened, it's victim shaming.
Yeah, these accusations, we just hear the alleged charges. And we go, oh, okay, it's something. The things that allegedly occurred are jaw-dropping and, oh, my God. It's not just one of those, hey, there was alcohol involved and something got out of hand where he grabbed her by the wrist too hard. This is like serious, oh my God, type stuff.
I feel awful for Tiffany Thompson if, in fact, what she's saying happened, because she's not getting the correct sympathy and empathy from people based on everything else we found out since. And that's not okay. And she deserves, even if she did all these things after the fact that were bad and not decent good things to do, if you got abused by Ezekiel Elliott and there was domestic violence, then the rest of this is secondary, and that is the story here. But that's the problem, Danny. When you lose your credibility, it just makes it really hard to win in the court of public opinion, which it, at its core is what this is.
And that's, again, that's
this
why
is not legal anymore. That's why this didn't become a legal issue, because they said that they couldn't possibly go to court with her as the victim because she didn't have enough credibility. 800-636-1067. I say four games. Danny says four games. Got a couple of people on Twitter saying it stays at six. How many games will Ezekiel Elliott serve, and what is your reasoning? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm PJ Elliott, and we are sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The Packers in town in 2 days with the Redskins, hoping to look a little better than they did against the Ravens last week. Josh Doctson's playing time is a little uncertain right now as he continues to deal with a hamstring issue, but there appears to be some good news for the second-year receiver, according to our own Craig Hoffman. Doctson has been practicing with the first and second-team offenses today out in Ashburn. Over to baseball, the Nationals on the road for the next seven and begin a four-game set tonight in San Diego. Make sure you get an afternoon nap in today because things won't get started until 10:10. Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave kicks off at 9:30. All of it heard right here on The Fan. Edwin Jackson gets the start for Washington, who has a 13.5 game lead in the NL East. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm PJ Elliott, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.